Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Damian Merle of Damian Merle and Salaam is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his ministry of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. He has a brand new single out called Kingdom Come. We'll be letting you guys hear that, as well as letting you know how you can support the music and the ministry. Damian, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Cyrus. It's great to be here, man.
Hey, man. The pleasure's definitely all mine. Congratulations to you and Salaam on the single Kingdom Come. As I said, we'll be hearing that a little bit later. Now, music is something that is not new to you, Damian. You've been involved in music for quite some time. But what has it been like for you to share the ministry that you've been able to do with music?
It's been a wonderful experience. I believe that when you're connected with like people who have ministry at heart, it's very easy, you know. So it's been a fairly easy experience because we have the same mindset, you know. We want to win people to Christ. We want to help people.
Yeah. And, you know, and you've been able to reach people in so many different forms, you as well as the rest of the world, I guess, at this point. You're utilizing tools like social media, like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I mean, you've been very, you know, very active in sharing that message. What has it been like for you to see Damian? I'm always curious about this. I mean, it's one thing to have an audience in front of you, but what is it like for you to know that literally people around the world are able to be touched by something that God has given you?
It's great. I mean, it gives a feeling of fulfillment, of purpose. You know, I've always knew that there was something that was a part of my life that would help change the world. And so this is just a real great opportunity just to know that people will be changed by just something that that God decides to use me with, you know.
Right, exactly. And as I said, music is not something that is new to you. This single, though, is an introduction to many people, though, to who you are and the gift that God has given you. Does it feel like starting over in a sense, Damian? Do you feel as though with this single, Kingdom Come, because of this being a way for people to be introduced to you as an artist and with Salaam, does it feel like a new beginning for you?
Well, I guess it's like a new beginning. But at the same time, it's not so new at the same time. You know, traveling with my family group, the Merles, and traveling with Donald Lawrence and Tri-City Singers, I've been in the music arena for a while. But to right. come out as more people get to know me as an individual, it's for that part, it is kind of new for most people. But to me, it's quite the same.
Gotcha. Got you. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure that that's one of the things that people will appreciate about you. So let's go back a little bit, because this is your first time on our program, Damian. Yeah. When did you realize that God had given you a gift when it came to music?
Well, I believe that I kind of knew all my life. Let me go back to where with my sister and my brothers, my mother was a person who was very into the gospel music industry. She was a singer, and so she actually gave away her career just to cultivate us, my family. And so we always knew when we were growing up that we were different. We knew that we were very attached to music, and not just music, but the message of gospel music. So all my life, I've known that there was a ministry there, but to really stumble upon songwriting was a great moment, and it just again it was a feeling of purpose and fulfillment whenever I dabbled into it, and it was a great experience for me, and I knew this was something that I have to do. It's something that I'm called to do. It's not about a paycheck, even if I didn't get paid to do it, I would still be doing this.
Wow. Well, and you know what? You just said the key word, I think, there, Damien. That is purpose. I think when you realize your purpose, realize the gift that God has given you, there's really nothing that can stop you, which is interesting when we think about where this project Kingdom Come comes from, because your forthcoming project is called Take a Stand. It's something that ties in really well with that my last guest in the previous part of our show, who's a part of a movie called Stand Your Ground. You know, I
wow.
think that, you know, when it comes to taking a stand and being able to know who you're rooted in, do you think that is what has kept you grounded as you have kind of gone along this journey of being a part of the business that is music and the industry that is entertainment?
You're absolutely right. I believe that, you know, taking the stand is something that I've practiced all my life. It didn't matter. I just believe standing for right. Believe that I have to take a stand in the way that I live. You know, so this message that we're presenting to the world, you know, there's been many times that we can see in you know, on TV where prayer was taken out of schools and different other things that were happening. But I think now it's time that, you know, our people are, as Christians, that we decide to take a stand and declare, you know, the power over, you know, the power of prayer over the world, you know.
Exactly. Totally agree with that. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Damien Merle is my guest. He's of Damien Merle and Salome. We're talking to him not only about the upcoming project, which is called Take a Stand, it'll be released later on this year, but his new single, Kingdom Come, which you guys are about to hear here in a moment. So let's talk about the single, Damien. We're going to let my producer, Jeff, get it ready here. How did the single first come about?
Well, it came about when, you know, I was sitting in church and my pastor was doing a teaching on the kingdom of heaven. And when I began to sit down in the studio and really kind of, you know, think about what I wanted to present, you know, I kind of had wanted to let the world know and remind the listeners that you know, when Jesus died on the cross, that he gave, you know, he brought back the kingdom of heaven to earth. And I believe there's some, you know, there are a lot of things in this earth and in this world that we settle for, you know. So, when we should realize that the kingdom is here right now, you know. But because we are seeds of Abraham, you know, we are heirs of the kingdom. And I kind of want people to understand that you don't have to settle for sickness. You don't have to settle for poverty. But if you can change the way you think and understand the principle of the kingdom, that this is a whole new way of living, and this is what this song is really about.
Exactly. I really like that. So, Damien, for those who have not had a chance to hear the single yet, we're going to be telling them how they can get it, but why don't you do us the honors and introduce it for us?
Okay. Well, I pray that this song really blesses your heart. This, you know, of course, I'm Damien Merle, and this is with my group Salome, and I introduce to you Kingdom Come.
Yeah, my name is Damien Merle, and this is my group, Salome. We just want you to know that you've been adopted into the royal family. You have the power to decree and declare the word of the Lord. Now listen.
Yeah. that you are heirs. We are heirs to the kingdom.
Legal entitlement.
We have a great inheritance.
Great
inheritance.
We're heirs.
We are heirs of the
kingdom. Tell me, I'm
Pastor. I don't know if you know what that means today.
Kingdom Come from the upcoming project Take a Stand. We actually have been speaking with Damian Merle here on our program today, talking with him not only about the ministry of music he's been given, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. You know, when I was listening to the song that time, Damian, one of the things I thought about is the power of our words. And,
that's
you know,
right.
We all have kind of prayed the Lord's Prayer, but you don't really sometimes even think about what you're saying, which is a lot of us have memorized it, as we've memorized a lot of things in our lives, but don't really think about what we're praying for when we pray those words, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And what is your hope for our listeners out there about the importance of realizing not only the power of those words, but the power of God's promises?
Well, you know, I didn't understand these words and for a while until, you know, I really understood, you know, came under some teaching and realized that, wow, these words are very powerful. I mean, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And when you, you know, realize, you know, in heaven there is no sickness. You know, in heaven there is no poverty. You know, we look at gold and say, wow, here, but in heaven the streets are made of gold. You know, and that we're very much, you know, can have some of heaven right here and right now. And
right.
It's all according to where you know, how we perceive and our mind, how we think and just to believe and know that, you know, also it has a lot to do with lifestyle as well, too. So I believe that when you bring all these components together, you know, you can really, you know, have a little piece of heaven on earth.
There you go. And do you think, too, that message is one that will, as people are really looking at themselves and looking at their situation and realizing, again, piggybacking off a conversation that I had during the last segment about, you know,
mm-hmm.
that it really becomes about surrender, realizing that it's not about us. And I think that
yes.
can go for all areas of our life, knowing that, you know, if we are truly going to say that we're resting on God's promises and his word, that it really means that we're giving up on self and realizing that it is about his will being done.
That's
Do you
right.
think that will help them in putting their own challenges in perspective?
It would help them. You know, a lot of times we concentrate more on the issues than concentrating on him and knowing that he's the fixer of everything.
Right.
You know, so I believe that the more you concentrate on God and, you know that he's able to do anything and understand that, you know, that you have to depend on him for it all and, you know, and trust him that, you know, that's the answer to it. I mean, I've had to do it even, you know, over 10 years ago I went through open heart surgery and I had to depend on him, you know. And so I know what it's like to really depend on him, whether it's when it becomes life-threatening, and wake up and open your eyes and know that he followed through for you, you know.
Right. There you go. And there you're hearing it from someone who knows firsthand what that definitely means. Again, everyone, Damian Merle has been our guest of Damian Merle and Salaam. The single you guys heard here is called Kingdom Comes from the upcoming project. And Damian, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you as well as how they can get the single for themselves.
Okay. You can stay in contact with us at DamianMerle.com or Facebook.com/DamianMerle2. Or twitter.com/DM and Salaam. And you can get this single. It's on available on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, somewhere everywhere. You can just go there and download it and actually request it on your radio. You know, help us get this message to the world.
Exactly. Totally agree. Damian, congratulations to yourself and Salaam on the single. And look, it goes without saying, you guys are welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you very much, Cyrus.
Hey, more than welcome. Again, everyone, Damian Merle of Damian Merle and Salaam here on Conversations Live, talking with us about not only the ministry of music that he's been entrusted with, but also the new single called Kingdom Come. Make sure you guys get it today and help to spread the word. It definitely is a message that helps us to realize, again, where our strength comes from, and also, you know, that we're not alone as we're going through our trials and situations, that if we trust in God, that he can definitely make a way for us. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can join us actually for the podcast in about 5 minutes, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. But also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Now, if you're joining us through dcnowradio.com out of the East Coast, you guys can just go to the podcast there at dcnowradio.com, and you'll be able to catch it there. Also, if you're joining us out of the Milwaukee area, you guys can catch it on replay at creamcityradio.com. So make sure you guys take advantage of that. Again, I want to thank all of our partners for carrying this broadcast for us, and I also want to thank all of you for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.